culture shock is a very often used term. Many times, culture shock is described as a U-curve. Okay, so this is time, and this is your emotional state, or whatever you want to call it. Okay, and when you first come to a new culture environment, if that's voluntary, or now we are talking about being voluntarily in that situation. When we are talking about, for example, refugees, that is a bit of a different story, but now let's take it, you know, look at it from your perspective, voluntarily going to a different cultural environment. So when you start the journey, you start it very often from very high, because you have wanted to go somewhere and you are looking forward of meeting these new people and learning about the language and the culture and the clubbing scene and the shopping possibilities and all that. So you're kind of excited. When the time goes on and you stay in that place, you didn't choose to jump on the train or the plane, but you stay in the place, your emotional state starts dropping. So it kind of drops down because of the tiredness, because of the uncertainty you experience, because of being homesick, missing people that you know the best, missing your family, issues like that. So your emotional state kind of drops down, and then when you hit the bottom, you feel that that's it, not having this anymore. And at this stage, somewhere along here, you also might experience or feelings like hostility. It's like this one research done about American women living in the Netherlands. Also in my Kradu, we interviewed Finnish women living in the Netherlands. The same phenomena is that when you have a bad day, you feel that the whole society is against me. These Dutch people, I can't live with them, it's just, they just make my life horrible. So you kind of feel hostile towards the environment and towards the people that you live with. If we look at the research done with international business people who go abroad in order to work, a lot of projects like this, where companies send people abroad, are, you know, they have to stop the project before it's carried out, because when people hit this point, they come home. They say that I can't work in that environment. Working in China is impossible. Can't do that. People don't speak the language. I can't understand the language. They are just, I just can't deal with them. And often when people go and work abroad, they take a family with them. And it's only your own adaptation, but also your family, your children, everybody with you, that affects your adaptation. So when the whole family hits this point, very often they decide that now it's time to go home. But if you stay, the research says that this will happen. You will start learning the language, you will start making connections, you will start to get to know people, you will start to get to know where you get the cheapest this and that, where you buy the best groceries, how to get around, etc. So your emotional state will get better. And I don't know about the rest of this, but it will probably the theory says that it would hit this point because it's called the new curve. So apparently this is supposed to be on the same level. But my critique is that what if this would leave a bit lower, or it would be a bit different, to this point, because when you are going on a journey, it's kind of extra buzz. You are extra sort of excited. But when you just get to know, when you are settling down, the emotional state is different. I'm not saying that it couldn't be here, but I'm saying it's very different. So anyways, if you just hang on there, you might just enjoy it. That's what this theory says. So very often, if we go to a place we think that we know, the culture shock can be even more severe. So researchers have developed this model a bit further. And the timeline goes on, and this is the time, okay, so you got used to the sort of the environment, and then you move back. Then you go back home. And what happens is that you experience the culture shock again, and this is called the W curve. Why this happens, and why this is very often more severe than this one, is that by the time you are coming back, you as an individual has changed so much. Like going back to this environment, your old environment, you're not the same person to go there anymore. And also the environment has changed, especially in like in 9 years or so. The changes are so big that it's a totally different culture that you're entering again. So for example, when going as an exchange student to Finland for a year, you might experience some sort of culture shock here, and then you are going back home and you're kind of, now I'm going to meet all my old friends and now I'm going to know where to go for dinner and all this stuff, and where do I go when I go out and all that stuff. But what happens is that a lot of things has changed. You have changed. Your friends have changed. The places you used to go have changed. And you are not expecting that. So that's why this bit, it can be more severe than the fact that when you are coming to Finland and or whenever you are going to a different place and you're prepared somehow, you are expecting something. So you can deal with it a bit better. But if it just happens to you, then the culture shock can be more severe. Would you agree? Yes.
I actually didn't think that it should be a
single. Okay, a third one.
I mean, in the beginning there would be a small you, but I mean the first couple of weeks or so when you arrive to a new culture,
okay,
you have this small
culture bug.
Yeah.
Kind of,
and then
culture bug.
The money.
Okay.
And that it becomes the real culture.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that the beginning of going to a new culture in many places is called the honeymoon state. Okay, so everything is wonderful. Everything's just so great. It was like me going to England. It was like all these clubs and everything's just so cool and in Finland everything's just so, they don't know anything about fashion or music or anything. Everything was just so wonderful. But then when I realized that hitting this point, or just sort of sliding down, was that they don't even have a proper showers. It's like a drip every now and then, and you're supposed to wash your hair in that. And the heating, you don't have heating in the house, so you're always cold, you're freezing. They have only one, you know, they don't have double glazing, even if it's cold and it's raining all the time. So you kind of change these. In the beginning, in the honeymoon, everything is great. Then you turn the whole thing upside down and you think that, oh God, they don't even know how to cook. In Finland, at least we have porridge that is nutritious and nice. So you kind of turn it the other way around. At this point, you might feel hostile towards the environment. And then when you start sort of settling down or adapting, then you do understand that, well, yes, these things are good in my country and these things are good in here. And you know, just the life goes. You know, I can deal with these issues here that I don't like, and I can live without those things that I miss from home.